Toby woke early and hungry, and Stella set him to cooking eggs. Anyone, she'd told him, could cook eggs.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know last night. I've been given all the details now.
I quite understand. They're done when the whites go opaque, Toby.
You're cooking breakfast?
My ward is cooking breakfast. I'm setting the table. Don't let it bother you.
All right. The minister wanted me to set up a call today, if possible at 1400, and give you a brief in data burst first. Can you answer now on that, or should I call later at your office?
Stella felt a certain wicked glee at his discomfort. She let the forks clatter to the table while querying her implant for today's schedule.
No, this is fine. Shall I initiate the call at 1400, or will the minister?
The minister will. Thank you.
And can you give me a clue?
Is this a secure line?
I certainly hope so. But for absolute security, I should use the office equipment. I'll call you in one... No, I'm sorry, 2 hours. Will that be convenient?
Oh, yes, Saravada. That will be quite sufficient, and I will have transmitted the supporting data. You might wish to look at it.
Stella called the school while Toby devoured 4 eggs and a stack of toast and explained what she needed, then put in a call to station security. As she'd expected, Zori's parents were both in custody, and the house was under guard, security personnel plowing through it looking for evidence. Stella was transferred to the officer in charge.
I need some clothes for the girl. I'll be sending someone over to pick them up.
I can't let anyone come in.
Well, pack her a bag then. It ought to be obvious which is her room. At least a week's worth of underwear and outerwear.
I can't do that. That room's not cleared yet. It's against protocol.
The girl slept in her clothes last night. I don't have anything her size, and if you check with your superior, you'll find she's not supposed to leave my apartment. She needs clothes. She needs things for school, too.
Why didn't she pick them up last night?
Perhaps you don't know the whole story. She did not intend to come here when she left home. She was going to meet a friend for ice cream and then go home. Then things happened and your people, security, asked me to take her in temporarily. And before you ask, I had no opportunity to send for her things.
She'll have to buy something then. This family's rich enough.
I expect the accounts are frozen. But thank you so much for your cooperation.
Stella ended the call, shaking her head.
Idiots.
With another call, she learned that her suspicion had been correct. All Luari accounts were frozen, and it would take a court order to give Zori access to her own possessions.
Toby, go see if Zori's awake. I need to talk to both of you.
Zori looked as if she'd been crying again, and her clothes were rumpled. But she had herself under control when she came into the kitchen.
Your school assignments will be delivered here by mid-morning. But, Zori, your computers and your clothes are all captive to a very zealous security officer. All your family accounts are frozen, so your current credit cube is useless for the time being. I'm sure the court will make one account available in a day or so, but in the meantime, you need things. Where do you usually shop?
Gibraltar's. But you mean there are people in our house?
Yes. You know your parents are in custody.
Yes.
Well, the authorities are looking for evidence. You weren't involved in whatever your father was doing, but they can't be sure.
They won't look in my journal, will they?
Zori's glance slid over to Toby, and she blushed, then looked down. Stella felt like laughing and banging her head on the wall both, and neither would help. Her own mother had found her journal all those years ago, with all the damning things she'd written about that boy.
I'm afraid they will. But Zori, they're looking for evidence, not whatever you put in your journal.
Red to the ear tips, Zori stared fixedly at toast on the plate.
They'll read it, though, won't they?
Probably, but...
Stella had no idea how to say tactfully that law enforcement had no doubt seen the same and worse, and wouldn't think worse of a teenage girl in love.
But the immediate problem is getting you some clean clothes, and for that, we'll use my credit cube.
I couldn't possibly. You're doing too much.
You need clean clothes.
And Stella needed to get to the office, and the greater universe had worse problems to deal with than this girl. She pushed her irritation down.
Here's what I'm going to do. I have to get to work, but I'll send my assistant, Jillian Aston, and she'll help you order in what you need. There's our security and station security outside. You are not to leave, either of you, for any reason. Contact me if anyone claiming to be official tries to get you to leave.
Toby opened his mouth.
No, Toby, don't even ask. You are not coming to the lab today. Not until the authorities have some answers they don't have yet.
They nodded, finally, and she left, all too aware that she was leaving two lovesick youngsters alone. But not for long. Once at the office, Stella opened the data burst from the Ministry of Defense and started reading. Slaughter Key's government, in sending the privateers to Cascadia, had made a powerful argument that systems needed to cooperate to protect themselves. No one system had sufficient resources. Stella had not been privy to any of those negotiations, or the treaty that resulted. Now she read the dense paragraphs at skimming pace, wondering why she needed any of this information. Everything had gone smoothly, the briefing went on, until the Moscow Confederation government had consulted with its old ally, Nexus, inviting them to join this new alliance against a common enemy. Then Interstellar Communications raised a strong objection against Kai Vada. Not that she was too young or too inexperienced, something that would have been reasonable, Stella thought, but because she was a Vada. Stella stared at that paragraph, read it twice. Her first impulse was to place an immediate Ansible call to Rafe, and damn any concerns about the time of day where he was.
Why would Rafe object to Kai Vada commanding ships?
But she had promised to call the assistant minister.